It's City Desk, bringing you news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now, the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, September 10th at 10:41 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. We're recording this program in the Public Affairs Manager's office because there's a lot of things going on the second floor today in terms of meeting for FEMA projects that we're still working on, etc. But speaking of things in the works, we have a guest with us today, and that is the Fire Chief of Biloxi, Joe Boney. Y'all had a big fire that y'all had to work on Wednesday, and it was out at Cat Island. Explain what happened and what happened once y'all got there.
Well, we got a call from the Bureau of Marine Resources requesting us to go out and assist them. They had a large woods fire out there. In the meantime, we were notified that there were residents living out there whose homes were in danger, and they were in danger as well because the fire had surrounded their homes. So we went out along with the Gulfport Fire Department and Harrison County Fire Service. We arrived on scene and found a lot of fire around the homes. Our crews were instructed to protect the structures, not to defensively fight the fire or offensively fight the fire. And they did that for about 2 hours. Then the Mississippi Forestry Service brought some crews in, and they started fighting the actual woods fire. However, we had to stay out with them because there was a lot of fire, and they needed water, and we had the only source of water that they could get to.
What I'm thinking people may not realize is this fire was on Cat Island. It's not something you just drive to. So this involved your fireboat, and we were looking at, a 30-35-minute trip out to Cat Island, which is how far off the coastline?
It took them about 22 minutes to get there. They run full speed, and, of course, once they got on scene, it took them a few minutes. They had to go in an inlet, and so they had to find their bearings, their way to get in there. But once they got in, they had all the equipment to fight any kind of a structural fire, and that's what they were hoping not to have to do, but we took the equipment as well.
Explain the functions of the fireboat and the features of the city's fireboat.
Okay, it's a 32-foot Boston Whaler. It has a fire pump built in to it. We can fight fire from the boat. It has a monitor nozzle, a large monitor nozzle, where we can fight fire from the boat.
What is a monitor nozzle?
That is a direct pump nozzle. It's hooked directly to the pump. It's a large 3-inch nozzle that can spray large amounts of water, up to about 2,200 gallons a minute. We can also hook hose lines on, which they had to do last night, and run them on land and fight fire from anywhere on land as well.
So you draft water.
Mm-hmm. Right. We draft water from the Gulf. We also have foam capabilities in the event of a boat fire where there's petroleum products involved. We have foam on board where we can fight that fire. And we have rescue capabilities as far as, people overboard, someone falls overboard or something. We have medical equipment to be able to address that need as well.
Okay, it's 30-something feet. How's this boat powered, and how fast can it go?
It has two 200 Mercury 200s outboard motors on it. They're top of the line. They're the Verada. They're the saltwater edition. I think it can do about 28 knots.
For a mile per hour, what is that?
About right at 50 miles an hour, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fast.
Now, do y'all take it out fishing, the chandelier or anything?
we would love to. However, the city has strict rules that no fishing equipment on board the boat.
Years ago, Mark Dronette, your assistant chief, was they had his classroom there from one of the schools that they were showing him all the different equipment the fire department has, and he showed him where they hung the fishing rods. And I said, please don't tell these kids that. So this fireboat, is it in the water all the time, and do you have a crew that's ready to go, and how big of a crew went out to Cat Island?
Yeah, we have a dedicated crew. Our crew at East End Fire Station are the dedicated boat crew. The boat is stationed at the small craft harbor. It's in a sling. It's up out of the water, but it can be deployed within 2 to 3 minutes. And that crew, anytime there is a call for the boat, that crew immediately responds down there and takes the boat. Another crew from Central will go down and cover their run, so that run is never uncovered. One great thing about this boat is we have a lot of boat fires at the pier. And our concern is always a fireman falling overboard with 70 to 80 pounds of gear on. He's going to go right to the bottom. So we respond that boat anytime there's a boat fire, even at a pier, to protect our people.
You want another boat, don't you?
I do, and we are seriously looking at it. This boat's 15 years old. It's given us great service, but the pump is starting to give us some problems, and you know, the salt water eats metal up, and so we're having to look at another boat. We're actually looking at getting not a lot larger boat, but I really am anticipating something where our crew is protected in adverse weather. Right now, this boat is like an open fisherman. There's no closed cabin or anything or pilot house. And I really want to get something that has an enclosed cabin area to protect our guys in adverse weather.
You said that it can pump 2,200 gallons of water a minute. How does that compare with your typical fire truck in service in Biloxi?
It's pretty good. You know, it's about half the capacity of a fire truck. Naturally, a pump in a fire truck is much larger than what we can carry in this size of boat.
So it's named Marine One?
Right. We've had issues, and you know, we've called it Fireboat One and everything else. So the previous chief just settled on a Marine. We have a Marine division in it. This is Marine One. We also have two other boats, smaller boats, that we use in the rivers. They do not have firefighting capabilities, but they do have rescue capabilities. And anytime we encounter an incident up in the rivers or in the bay area, we'll send one of them smaller boats to, you know, because they can be launched a lot quicker, and they'll assist the fireboat if there's a fire.
How much water does your fireboat, and anybody, I guess, can have a fireboat, but it's not really a fireboat unless it's got the fire pump and the nozzle on it. But how much water does it draw? I mean, how much deep does it need to be?
It's very minimal. I'm thinking about 7 or 8 inches. It's very minimal. It can get in real close spots. And we have all the electronics and stuff to protect the boat. We have to maintain about a 2 or 3 foot draft because of the suction of the water. And we don't want to get too close because then it will start sucking mud and stuff. So.
Okay, let's change topics now. Before we go to the fireman's ball, we've had a number of meetings about the budget, and the next meeting, I believe, is Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday, I think at 10:30, they're having a special meeting.
And these are open to the public. Anybody can come to them. Go to the city's website, and you'll see all the information there. But if you go to the city's website right now, you will see a big picture of something, a thing called the fireman's ball.
Yeah, we're really excited. We were approached by yourself and William Sackett to the Fire Museum was approached by yourself and William Sackett and to have this, and we really are excited about it. This brings back a lot of the old history. In fact, I was talking to somebody just yesterday, and they said, you know, it seems like we're getting a lot of the old Biloxi history back. We're having a Fireman's Ball and a Fireman's Day Parade the same weekend, and that's we haven't seen that since the early 50s.
Yeah. That's what we want to see, William. Don't we want to bring back that camaraderie and that pride, and not to say that there's not pride now, but from these older firefighters who are retired, and I think they can go with that music you're going to be playing from, what, World War One.
Yeah, that's right. Win with Wilkie. But anyway, yes and no, but twofold question, and that is they hit upon a very important thing, and that is the camaraderie and the spirit and the history. And as I know all of you listeners know, Biloxi is rich with history. And this is one of many steps to bring all of us together to remember when, because we can. And this event also is so important. Just take a beat and think about it. 125 years, 1890. That's so Americana, is it not, Joseph?
Oh, absolutely, and we're proud to be part of that history. And, you know, our guys, even the younger guys, realize You know, we take them in when we hire them on, and we make them go through the museum because we truly believe that you have to know the history of where you come from before you can move forward.
And the unique thing about that history, and folks, if I may also ask you to go and see the museum, I've been there, it reflects about who we are, what Biloxi, what was done in the past, but also is a fantastic and noble tribute to those people that put their life on the line to fight a fire.
Okay, so the Fireman's Ball is going to be on September 18th, I believe, and then the parade, the Fireman's Day Parade, is going to be on September 19th. It starts at 10:30 in the morning. Yeah. 10 o'clock in the morning goes throughout downtown Biloxi. You can see a bunch of old pictures. We want to mention this benefit in a moment that's coming up Friday at the Fire Museum, but this Fireman's Day Parade was once as big as Mardi Gras, wasn't it?
Oh, it was huge, and the whole city participated. You know, they had programs. Each station was really kind of their – it was a neighborhood station, and the neighborhood took pride in that station. And so each year they would have what they called a Miss Flame contest, and they would take each station would take a young lady and promote her and raise money. She would walk around with a jar to gather pennies, you know, from people, and whichever one raised the most money was the queen of the Fireman's Day Parade, and she got to ride on the fireman on the truck during the parade. So it was the whole town was competing with this, and they would all gather. At the end, they would all gather and have a big parade, and a lot of times they would have a big party where they would go back and have a big party, and then that evening they would all dress in their dress uniforms and go to the Fireman's Hall right down here at the foot of Lemieux Street and have a big ball.
So now the Fireman's Ball this year is going to be at the beginning, and it is going to be kicking off the Fireman's Day weekend, essentially, and what we want to tell people is it's very affordably priced. It's $15 per person or $25 per couple. You can bring your own drinks, alcoholic, non-alcoholic. You can bring your own food. Setups will be available. It's going to be in the Biloxi Civic Center. Where can one buy tickets?
They can buy them at any fire station in town. They're also available at the visitors center. You can also call 435-6200, and we'll be glad to reserve you some tickets at the door. The tickets will be on sale at the door as well.
They're only going to be 1,000 tickets, and this is a benefit. We need to stress that. This is a benefit for the West End Hose Company number 3, the city's fire museum, which is an all-volunteer museum. You're going to have a chance to see this fire museum this Friday. That's going to be September what?
September the 11th.
September the 11th. What's going to be happening at the fire museum September 11th?
We'll be having a benefit pulled pork plate for one of our mechanics, our fire mechanics, who is battling some health issues, mm-hmm. Serious health issues. And we've been selling raffle tickets for a Yeti ice chest. And we're Friday from 11 to 1, we will be serving pulled pork plates, which will include a pulled pork sandwich, potato salad, baked beans, drinks, desserts will be available. And it's $7 a plate, and you can eat in or you can take it out.
And if you eat in there, you can also they're going to have drinks and desserts there, right?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. We will have desserts and drinks, we'll have the raffle tickets for the Yeti ice chest will be there as well.
And tickets for the Fireman's Ball.
Absolutely, there will be tickets for the Fireman's Ball. But I also want to say, after the parade next Saturday, the Fireman's Day Parade, we will have an open house at the museum for anyone that wants to come, and we'll be serving hamburgers, hot dogs, and stuff. Just an open house to get our local people to come in and see the museum.
Now, Joe, we've talked about all of the things going on, but one of the things, I know you've been to this event, and Sackett, I'm not sure if you've ever been to it, the Biloxi Seafood Festival is this weekend. They are going to build a 200-foot po' boy. You've been there. I mean, the food is the greatest thing.
Oh, absolutely, and I love going for the food. You know, we love to go eat. It's a great place to go get your local food, nice cold drinks, and there's always somebody there you hadn't seen in a long time. So it's really nice to fellowship with people and enjoy the food. I know I love the the stuffed crabs that that the ladies do down from St. Michael's Church.
We're talking September 12th and 13th. It's down at Point Cadet Plaza. That's Saturday and Sunday, a two-day affair where there are hundreds of arts and crafts vendors. The 200-foot po' boy is going to be made by two local people, and that is going to be on Saturday. Saturday night, they're going to have the Molly Ringwalls that are going to be entertaining. And then Sunday, there's just a whole nother day of festivities and activities for children. And if you go to the city's website, you can see it all there. This is the big event in Biloxi every year, besides cruising the coast, Mardi Gras, St. Patrick's Day, the Fireman's Ball, and the Fireman's Day Parade. Joe, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, the Fireman's Ball. We've talked a lot about it, but we haven't discussed the orchestra. And I I think a lot of people have not been exposed to this type of music, and it's something for them to really come out and enjoy and experience. It's an experience that you haven't had. Gosh, since the Buena Vista Hotel and stuff.
Sackett, you're going to be William, you're going to be doing a it's going to be a radio broadcast, isn't it? Kind of.
Basically, Dance Time USA Radio Orchestra is we're going to do a broadcast for the ball, and we're going to have dancing also, and you can dance during the broadcast, and you can dance afterwards, and it's going to have a whole variety of music. You know, you're going to have your swing and your favorites, but there's going to be blues and R&B. You're going to have rock and roll, and you're going to have anniversary waltzes, anybody happens to be there. So you get a whole plethora of different kinds of music. Whatever you like to hear, you will have, because it is a show orchestra and a dance orchestra. And just to hurl what Vincent and Chief has said, it is going to be a memory night, and not so much for the orchestra, but it all coming together here in Biloxi, as Chief Boney has said, something you haven't had in a long time, is right in the palm of your hand, and for such a wonderful cause, and that's the museum.
And it's only $15 a person and $25 a couple. And the one thing we haven't mentioned, even though we've mentioned everything under the sun, is our celebrity grand marshal and the person that's making all of this possible, and that is Oscar Renda Contracting. And we are so looking forward to seeing Rudy Renda in town. Oscar Renda Contracting is the company that is rebuilding every street in East Biloxi right now. And not only are they building a better Biloxi, but they are being involved in the community. They stepped up on the Marlon Miller sculptures along the front beach and sponsored the refurbishment of those sculptures. And Joe, they stepped right up into this fireman's ball. And Rudy is going to be riding atop one of our fire trucks. How many fire trucks are we going to have in this parade?
Well, we anticipate anywhere from 25 to 40 trucks. That's a lot of trucks. You have to realize that a lot of these trucks are coming from other agencies, and it's hard for the smaller agencies to release a truck to go to another city for hours. It's you can do it, but it's hard to do. So we appreciate it, and it really means a lot to us. And Mr. Renda will be very well shown off at the parade, I can assure you.
Now, if there was a fire in Biloxi on Saturday, September 19th, that fire wouldn't be around for long.
No, it would be hard pressed to gain any headway, I can assure you.
William Sackett, that wraps it up. Unless you got anything else you want to talk about that World War One music.
I'll never live this down. World War One music. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Vincent Creel.
Can you wrap up the show? Can you tag on right now some William Sackett music?
Other than just singing, I don't happen to have the orchestra here.
I mean, whenever you edit this thing. Right?
Well, I could see about that, but usually we like to be live and direct when we come to you. And again, thank you for listening. This is William Sackett speaking.